Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Ruth. We are studying the ministry of Jesus Christ. We are in the Gospel of Luke. This is a verse-by-verse teaching. If this is the first time you're joining me, welcome, and please listen to other teachings right here in this Podbean channel, and you will be truly blessed. So we are in Luke chapter 11. Hopefully you have listened to previous sessions, the session before. I talked about how the Lord Jesus was accused of using demonic powers to cast out demons, and I talked about God's infinite power, how we are equipped to overcome the lies and deception from Satan, because the triune God indwells us if we are a follower of Jesus Christ. So hopefully you can go back and listen to that session after today's teaching. But we continue here. The Lord Jesus continues his teaching. We are in Luke chapter 11. We pick it up here in verse 29. What is the gist of these verses? We are going to learn about the Lord Jesus making reference to the sign of Jonah, referring to his death, burial, and resurrection and salvation. Okay, so all of this alluding to the fact that the Jews continued to reject his teachings, just like they rejected him casting out demons. So that is what's going on here. So Luke 11, verse 29. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign." Now, if you had listened to the previous session, the Jews had asked the Lord Jesus to show them a sign when they saw him casting out demons. So that is what the Lord Jesus is talking about here, which is why it's so important to listen to these teachings in context. So go back and listen to the previous session after today's teaching. So these people, in their rejection of the Lord Jesus' ministry, they had asked for a sign. So he is about to respond. And then let me just reread that. The Lord Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Now, let me pause here. What is the sign of Jonah? This is discussed in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet that God had sent to the Ninevites to preach repentance, because the Ninevites were extremely wicked people. But God, in his mercy and compassion, had sent Jonah to go preach repentance to them. But Jonah, in his stubbornness, what did he do? He refused, and God allowed him, Jonah, to be swallowed up by the fish. And Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish in the sea for 3 days. So then when he was spewed out of the belly of the fish, he preached repentance, and many Ninevites repented, and God forgave them. So that is what the Lord Jesus is saying, that I am not going to give you any sign except that of Jonah, alluding to his death, burial, and resurrection. So let us continue here. We will talk more about that. So the Lord Jesus continued here in verse 30, "For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation." Exactly. So what the Lord Jesus is saying is that just as Jonah was a sign to that generation that I just explained, likewise, he is a sign, or his death, burial, and resurrection will be a sign of repentance for that present generation, right? Okay, because we know that the Lord Jesus was crucified and he died, and on day number 3 he was resurrected, right? And then because of that resurrection, the veil has been torn from the top to the bottom. We can approach God boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. We can come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ when we receive the forgiveness of our sins, okay, that the Lord Jesus died for our sins on the cross. So that is the reference that he is saying, that that's all that that present generation, meaning those listening to him, would receive. He wasn't going to show them any other sign. His resurrection after his death and burial would be the sign, because that would pave the way for the wicked people to come into repentance, okay? And again, a generation is anywhere from 32 to 33 years. Okay, so the Lord Jesus continued now. We are in verse 31. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. Now, what the Lord Jesus is doing here, the Lord Jesus is going to make a comparison. How the queen of the south responded towards God. He came to listen to Solomon's wisdom. The queen of the south, her heart was open towards God. But then this wicked generation would not even receive him as the Messiah. So that is what he is saying. He goes on with more comparison here. Let's see this in verse 32. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. Exactly. So in essence, the Lord Jesus is saying that the Jews of that generation, the Jews who were seeing him, they were experiencing first-hand experience of the kingdom of God. They had first-hand knowledge. They were listening to the Messiah himself, yet they rejected him. Yet they would not receive him. As such, the Ninevites, who did not even have the opportunity to receive that first-hand preaching of the kingdom of God, the queen of the south, who did not have that opportunity, they, meaning that the Jews who were listening to the Lord Jesus, would have a greater condemnation on the last day than the Ninevites and the queen of the south, who repented just secondhand information about God. Is this clear? It goes back to the previous session where we talked about this in Luke chapter 10, where the Lord talked about how those who have first-hand experience of hearing the preaching about the kingdom of God and they reject that, they have a greater judgment or a greater condemnation than those who didn't even have the opportunity to hear that message firsthand. So it's the same kind of comparison the Lord is making here, that those Jews in that present generation who were listening to him right there had first-hand experience listening to the teaching about the kingdom of God. They had the Messiah in front of them, yet they rejected that. As a result, they will endure a greater judgment, a greater condemnation than the Ninevites, who listened to the preaching about God from Jonah and the queen of south, or the queen of the south, whose heart was open towards God. So we see a principle here. Again, to whom much is given, much is expected. These Jews at that time had first-hand knowledge of the Messiah. Exactly what I am saying. They had much given to them. They were blessed with much, yet they rejected that. So they will endure a greater judgment. Friend, are you getting this? Likewise, the people that you, as a follower of Jesus Christ today in the here and now, the people that you go to face to face to preach Christ to them and they reject you, and they've listened to Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, and they reject you, they have a greater burden. They have a greater condemnation from God than those who never had the opportunity to ever listen to the message and they die. Is this clear? Already, this is alluding to various levels of punishment in eternity. Okay, so that is what the Lord Jesus is saying. And towards the end there, he said, and now something greater than Jonah is here. Exactly, something greater. The Messiah was in front of them. The incarnate word of God, God in the flesh, was in front of them, yet they rejected that. Wow, amazing. Okay, hello friends, this is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously, because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So, the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So, for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA, because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle. 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with it, a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that He will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. So we move on to the next few verses here in this section. Beginning here in verse 33, the Lord Jesus is going to talk about the lamp of the body, and the lamp represents Christ. And He will make a comparison to our eyes that represent our spiritual discernment. So let us find out what He would teach us here. Verse 33, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl, right? Exactly. So let's say you live in some village, or you are somewhere where you have no electricity. When you light a lamp, you're not going to go hide that, right? No, you want to put that somewhere where it can illuminate the room. You get that, right? That is what the Lord Jesus is beginning to say here. Instead, they put it on its stand so that those who come in may see the light. Exactly. Verse 34, your eye is a lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. Verse 33, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Verse 36, therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. Exactly. What the Lord is trying to say here is, as followers of God, as Christians, as those who have confessed faith in the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior, let us allow the light of Christ, the lamp of the body, which is the light of Christ, to manifest in and through us so that others may see Christ in us. When we allow our eyes to be darkened, how can that take place? When we live a lie, when we allow Satan to deceive us through lies, when we get into practicing and living in sin, when we are not walking in accordance with God's word, and when we are not submissive to the teachings of God, and when we choose not to make the Lord Jesus our Lord and Savior, then our eyes would become unhealthy. Our spiritual discernment would become unhealthy. And if that is the case, our entire body would become unhealthy likewise. Do you get this? So let us allow our eyes to stay healthy, i.e. our eyes here, as I mentioned, represent that spiritual discernment. So the Lord Jesus is telling us as his followers that we should be certain that we continuously stay in the light as we submit to the Holy Spirit. We should be continuously seeking for deeper revelations, deeper truth. As we are walking in the light, as we allow him to live in and through us, our entire body would be full of light. Our entire lifestyle would reflect Christ, and that would attract others to the God that we serve. Okay, so that is really the admonition that the Lord Jesus is making here. And I'm going to just reread that verse 36. See to it. See to it means that you make sure, you be certain. That is saying that you have the responsibility to make sure that your spiritual discernment is sharp. That way the light of God can emanate from you to others. He says, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Exactly. So you see to it that you don't live in sin. You see to it that you don't allow Satan to deceive you. You see to it that you submit to the teachings of God's word. You see to it that the Lord Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. You see to it that the Holy Spirit is the one leading and guiding all your decisions. That's exactly what he is saying. Then just to reread that, therefore, if your whole body is full of light, meaning that if your entire body is emanating Christ in you, and no part of it is dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. Exactly. When you are walking and living in the truth in God's word, your lifestyle will reflect that. I hope you receive this in Jesus' name. I'm going to end today's session here. I know it's a short but yet powerful session, because the next verses coming up, beginning here in verse 37, is just powerful, packed with woes on the Pharisees that the Lord Jesus pronounced on them. I want to talk about that in a separate session. So what is a key principle and application we've learned from these verses here, beginning in Luke 11:29 all the way to 36? The key here is living in the light, even as Christ Jesus is the lamp of your body. I just explained that. The Lord Jesus said that it is your responsibility to live in the light. And that responsibility that you have is just to become submissive to Christ. Just to obey the word of God. That's really what that is. And the next key application and principle I want to discuss here is that of salvation. As the Lord Jesus said, that is the sign that he wants us to share to the world. So if you have been listening to me, or if you're listening to me for the very first time, and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus's forgiveness of your sins, I want to give you an opportunity right now to do so. The Lord Jesus Christ is God, was God in the flesh, the only human being in the history of the world who experienced a supernatural conception by God the Holy Spirit. He bypassed that sinful seed. He did not inherit that sinful nature that every human being born into this world inherits because of the sin committed by Adam and Eve, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3. So the Lord Jesus was birthed into this world sinless, okay, because he had that supernatural conception by God the Holy Spirit, which made him divine, 100% the Son of God, 100% God. And because he was birthed into this world by a woman, Mary, the Lord Jesus was also 100% man, because he had flesh and bones just as you and I. So the Lord Jesus had this dualistic nature, 100% God, 100% man. And he is the only one who claimed to be God, and he backed it up 100% throughout his ministry with miracles. He fulfilled all scripture. As he himself said, the sign of Jonah, he was crucified over 2,000 years ago. He died on Calvary's cross, and on the third day he was raised from the dead bodily form. He is alive, seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on behalf of his true followers. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me." Those are the words of Jesus Christ out of the Gospel of John 14:6. So the Lord Jesus speaking through me today is giving you an opportunity to come into this relationship with God the Father. But that relationship can only take place when you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your personal sins, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He died for the sins of the world, and he loves you personally. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not die but inherit eternal life. I am quoting John 3:16 here, or paraphrasing rather. So the Lord Jesus died because he loves you. He died for the sins of the entire world, 1 John 2:2. But each of us must believe that in our hearts and invite the Lord Jesus into our life as we receive the forgiveness of our sins. You don't need to earn it. You just believe it and you receive it by faith. There is just one God, and that God is the God that manifested himself in the ministry of Jesus Christ. So there is just one way to know God, and God exists, you see. Jesus Christ is speaking to you right now. He wants this relationship with you. He has already died for your sins. Why wouldn't you receive that? Why would you reject a free gift that is available to you? God created you for a unique purpose and calling. God created you for a specific task. He loves you. He allowed you to be birthed into this world. But do you know that God personally, who loves you so much and died for you? Do you know that God? If you don't know that God, I want to give you the opportunity. And you may ask, what do I have to do? The Bible says, if you believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, you confess that with your mouth, you shall be saved. Confess just means you're coming in agreement with God that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other way except Jesus Christ. No other so-called world religious leaders, such as Muhammad, Allah, Krishna, none of them died and have been resurrected. None of them experienced this supernatural conception by God the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus Christ. Friend, once you make a confession of faith, you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, the Holy Spirit would start to help you, and you will start to experience the presence of God, and things will then start to make sense. You cannot figure this thing out in advance. You have to come as you are. God accepts you as you are, and then things will start to make sense. Are you believing this? Are you ready? If you are ready, it's a simple prayer. Just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my personal sins. Today, I believe in my heart you are my Messiah. You died for me. I'm inviting you to come into my heart because I have received the forgiveness of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. Thank you, God. Right now, I believe that Jesus Christ died and on the third day he was raised from the dead. I have confessed that in faith believing. Thank you, God, for accepting me. I have prayed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. If you said that genuinely based on the authority of God's word, God has accepted you. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. And according to the Bible, you have been instantly sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you. So call upon the name of Jesus Christ, call upon the name of God, and the Holy Spirit will start to reveal more truths to you. Welcome into God's kingdom. And friend, visit the description box right here. Click the link there and let me know you said this prayer genuinely, and we will send you a free book that will help you grow in your relationship with God. And for all of you who have joined me today, thank you. And I want to remind you to go back and listen to previous sessions. Let us just thank God. Father God, we thank you for today, for such a blessed and loving day. We thank you for all those who have confessed faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are already revealing truths to them. I thank you for your peace that envelops them right now. I thank you for your leadership in their lives. I thank you for all the listeners. I thank you that their day is blessed with your joy and your hope. We thank you for you are a good God. We ask all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of us say, Amen. God loves you. Please listen to the announcer and find out how you can be a part of this ministry to support us with your financial donations so we can pay for studio time and produce more programs like this. God loves you.
Friend, as some of you already know, this program is financially supported 100% by love gifts from listeners like yourself. So please, would you help us with a donation so that we can produce more programs and bless others? We need your financial support. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government approved 501c corporation, which means that all of your donations are 100% tax deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.